This is GQDN for Wednesday, December 6th, 2023. Brought to you by Audible. Go get your free credit. audibletrial.com/groupquest. It's a good time to do it. By swiftenergy.gg. Go get your drink mixes. And maybe that shaker as well. Go to checkout line, put in the promo code QUEST. You will get 25% off of your purchase. Good stuff, man. I'm drinking some right now. Go drink. Go get your drinks. By patreon.com/groupquest. We're going to do a couple of recordings this month on there for the end of the year shows. So you might want to become a Patreon. And by stackup.org, they got some cool gift ideas. In today's news, we have some Lego going to Fortnite, huh? How can you watch the Game Awards? And a lot of GTA 6 news that's come out since the release video yesterday. But today is about the Day of the Devs. IGN did give us the lineup, what happened at the Day of the Devs that streamed about an hour ago. And here are the games. Let's see if I get the names right. Melissa Stoner, which is a first-person runaway sim. Nirvana Nyar, Thank Goodness You're Here. Flock, Kind Words 2. Hermit and Pig, Dome King Cabbage, Ultros, Loose Leaf, Holston, Odada. Yep, you're talking about cassettes for that one. Crypt Master, Llama Soft, The Jeff Minter Story, Drag Her, that's a RuPaul fighting game. Braid Anniversary Edition, that is a remake of Braid. And that will be coming out on all the consoles, all the current consoles, and Netflix on April 30th, 2024. Open Roads, Resistor, Home Safety Hotline, that's a text-only game. Janet DeMoney is a slumlord and a witch. And The Mermaid's Tongue, but they did add one. They don't have the name of it here. That had Among Us with the Vampire Hunters. It's the Vampire Hunters Emergency Meeting. That's if I recall the name right. That was a pretty big announcement for them. And that's still pretty big. And what else is big? Well, maybe a little bit more negative big, but PlayStation Lifestyle did say that Twitch is shutting down in South Korea. Why? Because Twitch is losing money, especially in that region. In fact, Twitch's CEO, Dan Clancy, did write a statement, quote, "While we have lowered costs from these efforts, our network fees in Korea are still 10 times more expensive than in most other countries. Twitch has been operating in Korea at a significant loss, and unfortunately, there's no pathway forward for a business to run more substantially in that country." Now, let's get to some GTA stuff. And the first article comes to us from IGN because they were talking to a former developer about the trailer. In fact, they were talking to Mike York, who was an animator at Rockstar in New England for 6 years. And what he told IGN was, quote, "This is an in-game cutscene. A lot of the games you see are done with cinematics, and they cut a scene, and it's not all in-game. It's kind of pre-rendered, and you see it. But everything you see in GTA game is all done in-game. Every single cutscene. If you see that building way in the back, you can go to that building, you can climb it, you can jump off it. This game is very elaborate. That's why it takes them so long to make." Further quote, "I'm really impressed with how far they're bringing the graphics in-game. A lot of times you see a cinematic, this is not that. When you play this game, it's really going to look like this. It's going to look just like this. It's going to be incredible. I can't wait." Because the artists over there really know how to push the consoles and hardware to the limits with their level of detail. That goes along with the songs. GameSpot.com did say that they went back to Tom Petty and they used the song Love is a Long Road. And that song went up on Spotify and increased the plays by almost 37,000%, so by quite a bit. But PC Games In said about the trailer too, and they found some cars. In fact, they found the yellow Oceanic, the Audi RS5, Sizer PMP 600, I'm going to get these names wrong, Pegassi, Evan Dater, Bravado Bison, Grotti Furia, Cheetah Classic, Bravado Police Cruiser. And you can bet there's going to be more cars to come, because the game is still 2 years out. But let's go to something that is here right now, and that is Sony PlayStation. According to PlayStationLifestyle.net, the executive Hideki Nishino was talking about having a PS5 over a PC. So here's what he said, quote, "If you want to play PC games with the same GPU, graphics, processing unit, performance, and so forth as the PS5, you have to spend money and more time to build your own PC. While doing so can be rewarding, a dedicated console allows any player to enjoy games at the same technical level right out of the box." But then he went to go to the Sony, who had the advantage of turning the franchises into movies and TV shows, which is what happened, especially with The Last of Us. And they did see the spike of game sales due to the HBO TV series. And they did. Here's where we're going to bounce around the place a little bit. Just a reminder, the Game Awards is tomorrow night. Kotaku did say that, well, you can look at that on the Twitch, YouTube, Facebook, Instagram, Kick, TikTok, and Twitter. Or you can go to different places like IGN and GameSpot, a bunch of other streamers like me, twitch.tv/JoeSpace. Because I'll be streaming that. But if you're not going to be able to watch it, that's okay, because we'll let you know what happened at the Game Awards Friday, and we'll talk about it on Saturday. Now, we're going to go to Dot Esports, going to hit the Esports Corner, and what they are doing is they're addressing the fan concerns with the format. Well, not they, but the LEC is. And the LEC has scheduled some changes for 2024. So, those changes were announced today, and they will involve some merging with the LEC group, with the playoff stages. And that will help out with the League of Legends fans that follow the tournament. So, what they're going to do by appearances, because it'll be Seed 1 versus Seed 8, Seed 4 versus Seed 5, so on and so forth. Then you have winner at M1 versus winner at M2, winner at M3, then winner at M4. And it'll go on all the way down to winner M11 to winner M13. So there is indeed that, just to let you know what's going on. Now, Call of Duty has a bit of a rival to it. PC Games N did say that Ubisoft's X-Defiant was talking about the game X-Defiant. Here's what he said, quote, "We're progressing really well on the changes we've outlined in previous posts. We will be spending the rest of this year finishing up our work on the new party system, the new netcode changes, and switching all of our servers over Linux. When we are back from the holidays, we'll be testing for submission, fixing any last-minute bugs, and then getting everything ready to go live. So we shall see what happens." Indeed. Oh, and one last thing. Push Square did say that LEGO's Fortnite cinematic trailer did drop, and it did show that LEGO is becoming a part of Fortnite. Yeah, get your unicorns ready. I just had to say it, didn't I? We don't play that at Dawnforge, but we know that some of you do. That's why we post the news. This has been a Dawnforge production 2023. All rights are reserved. Let's see what tomorrow brings. Tomorrow night, you know what Friday we're going to talk about. Oh boy, Friday's going to be a big show. We'll see you tomorrow for more gaming news. Go play some games, people.